Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, why is Special Counsel Robert Mueller still on the federal government payroll regarding the trolling and the witch hunt investigating no crime committed by the Trump campaign? And why isn't former FBI Director Robert Mueller investigating Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the FBI corruption? Recently, February 16, 2018, the Mueller Special Counsel investigation announced that 13 Russians and three Russian companies were indicted for interfering with the 2016 election, that it wasn't about Trump. Rod Rosenstein, Lieutenant Attorney General, stated it did not change the outcome of the 2016 election. No indication that a Trump person was involved with these people. No Russian collusion. That the Russians did not expect Trump to win. It was discovered that the Russians organized two rallies in New York City at the same time after the 2016 election. One pro-Trump and one anti-Trump protest, which was attended by Michael Moore. Gee, should we have him investigated for Russian collusion? Rosenstein also announced that Russia spent less on advertisements, $46,000, than the U.S. campaigns. It was the Russian goal to undermine the United States policies and traditions. I would like to interject something here regarding the Parkland, Florida, February 14, 2018 mass shooting tragedy and the FBI. The FBI was warned about the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, at least twice, and the police were contacted 39 times about Cruz's irrational, violent, raging behavior. No reported investigation, and nothing was examined thoroughly by the FBI. There were two other mass Florida shootings and one in San Bernardino, California, that warnings were given to the FBI, and that's where they stopped. Was this a result of the Obama's rules of engagement or top corrupted FBI official orders? Would the deep state FBI deliberately use these mass shootings for confiscating our firearms, using these mass shootings to abolish the Second Amendment? Oh, I would hope not, but that is something to think about. What is extremely troublesome is the permanent class police state advocates lying, cheating, and stealing in Washington, D.C. Leftists are trying to nationalize our families. These authoritarians are attacking and targeting the nuclear family and churches. They consider themselves the ruling class. The point, according to Tucker Carlson, is to make us obedient, controlling the population and removing our guns or firearms. This permanent class within our federal government hates Trump, but President Trump was and is the only one who could stand the demonization at the 2016 election, and he won. Make America great again, folks. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.